My grace, Paul, is sufficient for you. My grace is sufficient for you. Paul, you could boast all you want to. You can make a case to the people who are challenging you. You can boast and boast and boast and seek to win out and boost yourself. But Paul, what I want you to know is that my grace is sufficient for you in your weakness. And there's even more that God says to Paul. Not only is God's grace sufficient for Paul, but God says this to Paul. My power, God says, is made perfect in your weakness. So there is something about my power, Paul, that will be manifest because you are weak. That could not be manifest if you were boasting all the time. My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness, Paul. We're like Paul. We wrestle with weakness. My weakness and your weakness, we don't necessarily know those. But we can know that about one another. That we wrestle with weakness. And some of us wrestle with what feels like a thorn in the flesh. And you've prayed and prayed and asked God to take that thorn away from you. Like Paul, we're prone as human beings to want to boast, to want to boost ourselves, to want to win out. But there is weakness in us. God's word to you and to me this morning is the same as his word to Paul. My grace is sufficient for your weakness. My grace suffices. It covers. It is enough. It is more than enough. Other ways of understanding this word for sufficient. My grace is strong enough for you. It will not let you down. It will protect you. It will satisfy you. It will not fail. My grace, God says, is sufficient for you and for your weakness. Weakness is found in all of us, even on our best days. And our world is bound up by the weakness of the flesh. That weakness of the flesh brings with it all manner of difficulty. Think about the weakness of the flesh, our human weakness, and how it's manifest in our lives and in our communities and in our world. Hurts of all kinds that go down deep in us that some of us carry our whole lives. Hurts and people that have harmed us. War that rages. Hunger. Sickness. Death. Divorce. The breakup of relationships. Of all kinds. Paul described his brushes with death. And the fact of the matter is that many times the weakness that we have and that we experience can sometimes feel like a death. Weakness brings with it disappointments. It brings with it humiliations. It brings with it despair. And in the weakness of our world, we cannot avoid these things. But God says to us in our worlds, my grace is sufficient for you. My grace is strong for you. My grace will not fail. I cannot tell you how this morning. I cannot tell you how God's grace will come along for you and how it will come along to you in your times of weakness, in your times of disappointment, in your times of grieving. Sometimes weakness is so strong that it feels like it sucks up all the oxygen. Weakness can feel heavy. We read these words of Paul and they're familiar to us. But they may not, that familiarity may cause those words to not convey the heaviness of Paul's weakness. Weakness can feel heavy. But, and that's a big but God's grace is sufficient. It is strong for you and for me. And so, friends, this morning, receive God's grace for you today. There is a word in the New Testament, charismata, charismata. Not charismatic, but charismata. It's one of those old New Testament words that can mean simply this: grace gifts, grace gifts, charismata. So charis is the Greek word for grace. Grace gifts. This refers to the gifts of grace that God gives us through His Holy Spirit. In another place, Paul writes that God's grace gifts include one very powerful gift that weakness can seem to suck away from us. And that great and powerful, gracious gift of God to us is this simple gift of joy. Joy. We've sung about it this morning. Joy is God's grace gift. It's not the only one, but it's a significant one that I highlight this morning. It's God's grace gift to us in our weakness. It is God's grace gift to us in our world's weakness. The gift of joy that so often feels like it can be sucked away so easily. If God's grace is sufficient for our weakness, then one of the ways it suffices is that grace brings about a return of joy. A return of joy in the face of our weakness. A return of joy in the face of our grieving, in the face of our loss, in the face of our weakness, in the quieting of our boasting, in the failings of our boosting ourselves. God's grace brings about a return of joy, even in the pangs of our thorns. And all of the other things in our lives that steal away from us joy. God's grace is at work this morning and brings a return of joy to you and to me. And let me acknowledge, you might easily say, "Preacher, how can you say that? You don't know my weakness. You don't know my thorn. You don't know my pain. And so how can you say that God's grace returns joy to me?" Well, I want you to think about it this way. Maybe it's just a moment. Maybe it's just a moment of joy that God brings. But it's in those moments of joy that God's power is felt. Do not diminish those moments. Do not wish for more than a moment of joy as God's gift. For in that moment of joy, God's power is at work. Maybe it's felt in a moment. Maybe it's felt in a smile or a chuckle when you have a memory. Maybe it is joy found in a song or in a movie or in a scripture. Maybe it's a day free from pain, a moment, a conversation with a stranger that you've never met before, but in that conversation, you are reminded that people are good. Joy. A vision that God gives of a future free from war and free from prejudice. Joy. And if just for a moment, joy returns and God's grace takes hold of us, know that in that moment of joy, God's grace is at work in you and in me. And maybe the gift of God of joy will be His power that nudges us, that gets us moving from the place that we have been stuck. This momentary gift of joy is power, God's power, to get us moving, to be at work in us, to nudge us toward a better and brighter and stronger and more powerful day for God's glory. For joy is God's grace to us that brings strength in weakness, that brings hope in despair, that brings faith among the skeptics, that brings recovery in loss. Those moments of joy, those moments are God's power of life over death. It is God's grace that saves us. It does. It forgives us of our sins. Jesus died for us, and His grace is made abundant. For by grace we have been saved, and that not of ourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one can boast. It is God's grace that saves us. But this morning, there are moments where it's God's joy that saves us too. Thanks be to God for His gift of joy. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Thank you, Lord, for your good word to us. May your Holy Spirit speak deep into our hearts, into our minds. Lord, carry us beyond this moment and teach us your ways. Show us your power that really does address the weaknesses that so often plague our lives and our world. God, we need you. We need your grace. We need your grace gifts. And Lord, this morning we need your joy. And perhaps that is what you have to give to us today, your joy. And so we receive that just as we are. We receive your gifts to us. We receive your grace, Lord, that you lavish upon us, just as we are. Have your way in us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.